Iran panics as China and U.S. align on Strait of Hormuz. By John Hayward on May 15, 2026. The regime in Tehran bizarrely claimed to be the protector of security for the Strait of Hormuz, even as its terrorist attacks on commercial vessels continue to block vital traffic from passing through the strategic waterway. In comments following President Donald Trump's visit to China this week, some of Iran's rhetorical gymnastics and sudden reluctance to openly claim responsibility for attacks on shipping that it used to boast about could be due to China declaring its agreement with the United States on the importance of reopening the strait. President Donald Trump said during his trip to Beijing this week that Chinese dictator Xi Jinping had agreed not to provide military aid to Iran and would like to see the Hormuz Strait open. The Chinese government responded to Trump's remarks on Friday by repeating its standard call for a comprehensive and lasting ceasefire, but added that shipping lanes should be reopened as soon as possible in response to the calls of the international community. Iran was proudly releasing video of its pirates seizing control of ships in the Strait of Hormuz a few weeks ago and boasted of plans to squeeze protection money out of every ship that passes through, but its tone changed considerably this week. Speaking from the failed BRICS Foreign Minister Summit in New Delhi, India, on Friday, Iranian Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi claimed that all ships are free to pass through the Strait of Hormuz except ships from countries at war with Tehran. Araghchi added that the situation was very complicated, a sentiment the crews of the foreign ships most recently seized and sunk by Iranian operatives would probably agree with. Araghchi claimed he had a fruitful engagement with Indian Foreign Minister S. Jaishankar in New Delhi, during which he clarified that Iran will always carry out historical duty as protector of security in Hormuz. Iran is a reliable partner of all friendly nations, who can rely on the safety of commerce, he claimed. The day after India condemned the attack on one of its cargo ships in Omani territorial waters as unacceptable, Araghchi insisted that Iran still has very good relations with China, despite Beijing's call for an end to Iranian attacks in the Strait of Hormuz. We are strategic partners, and we know that the Chinese have good intentions. So, anything they can do to help diplomacy would be welcomed, he said. We hope that, with the advancement of negotiations, we will reach a good conclusion so that the Strait of Hormuz can be completely secured and we can expedite the normalization of traffic through the strait. He added, tacitly admitting that Iran is not currently allowing ships to pass through the strait unmolested. President Trump said on Friday that he was not going to be much more patient with Iran. We wiped out their armed forces, essentially. We may have to do a little cleanup work, he added. Trump said he did not ask Xi to use China's leverage to force Iran to reopen the Strait of Hormuz but left open the possibility that Beijing would make such demands of Iran on its own. I'm not asking for any favors because, when you ask for favors, you have to do favors in return, Trump said.